Good morning.
Morning, Sunil.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good too, thank you. So welcome to our coaching session. See
You.
that you have time, you could took time to come and discuss. So Shweta, as part of the certification procedures, we might record this session. So may I have your permission to do so?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Rest assured that this is a safe space and this will be used only for training purpose and certification. So before we begin, let us both center ourselves, take a couple of breathe and just relax. Maybe a minute, take a couple of breath. Are we good? All right, Shweta. So, what would you like to discuss today?
Sunil, I want to discuss a situation related to managing a complex team dynamic situation. I have been assigned the responsibility of managing HR for a consulting organization. And as part of this duty, I've seen the firm go from when I joined the firm, it was a 60-member firm. Today, we are a 700-odd member firm. So, organically, the firm has grown. I've spent significant time over there. And my leadership style has also evolved over a period of time. I've become somebody who used to do everything on my own because, when we were 60 member, we didn't have too many people in the team. So I used to do everything on my own. And now, of course, we have resources, processes, tools, etc. And there is a combination of workforce that I currently manage, from experience to folks who are fresh out of the college and what has and also people who are there in the system for a longer period of time compared to those who have joined freshly in the system. So there is a perception that there is a certain style of my leadership that stays with people who are longer into the firm, who have worked with me for a longer duration of time. And now I do see that there is a requirement for me to do away from, getting myself involved in everything to letting people take independent decision. When this happens, I kind of feel that I don't know if I have the complete confidence for those reports to flow in. And as a result, I see myself getting involved and I do a lot of things. They are also a little casual about the work that they do. And this leads me to being overworked, overburdened. And if I, and at times also, I earn the tag of being a micromanager, which is not my natural personality. And at the same time, if I don't do this, I become somebody who is not very aligned with the long-term organization goals. I don't see myself taking the participating in the growth story of the firm if I do not change my leadership style. And I'm stuck between being a leader who has everything in control, an empathetic leader, to a visionary leader. So that's where I am.
Oh, hey, quite a lot of things going on. Okay, so Shweta, I hear that the organization is and over a period of time, there is a perception about your leadership, the style of your leadership. And I also hear that you feel like getting into doing a lot of things individually. And you get involved in almost every micro level. And I hear that you're stuck between this empathetic leader and you're stuck between these areas, right? So, it seems that you're thinking, it seems like you are stuck between the perception that you are a leader, but then the older people in the organization know your style of leadership. But as the organization expanded, there is a lot of things happening, and then you tend to continue the same style of leadership, which is coming back to you, like which is so which I mean there's a perception built around, right?
Yeah, I mean, the perception is that, oh, she's an empathetic leader, go tell her, she will do it, she will understand your problem, she'll do it. I'm somebody who's not very comfortable being with being tagged around as an empathetic leader with the pace at which the organization is going on. I want to be seen as somebody who is result oriented, task oriented, has vision for the future, has been bought in, and I want to keep people accountable for what they're doing. And I'm right now feeling very stuck that is this something that how do I change this? What are the things that I should be doing to evolve myself as the organization was going? If it was a steady state organization, this would have worked. But today there is a demand for high productivity, demand for high performance. And in view of all of that, I cannot have a team who is and if who is not accountable. And if I don't do it, they come back and say that, it's getting a little difficult to work, you're not understanding, and blah blah, a lot of things like that. So it's kind of a situation which is not very comforting.
When you grow into such, as the organization grows and as you also get involved, there's a lot that happens. So, Shweta, I hear that you would rather like to be known as a leader who is result oriented,
Yes.
who is task oriented, and who also is accountable for the success.
Yeah.
So, what are we exploring today out of this?
I want to explore how do I switch gears and at the same time make it easier for myself. I don't know why I do get so worried about losing the tag of an empathetic leader. While I want to do that, I want to create a fine balance between the two, and that's what I want to explore today.
Okay. So when you say you are being tagged as an empathetic leader and you do not you would like to be called as somebody who is more of a task-oriented leader, what does that mean to you?
So I'll give you an example. So there are, because I head the HR organization, there are a lot of people strategy that we do. And as a result of that, there are various work stream that is important for the senior stakeholders that I drive. And there are certain streams that my team drives for me. Now, if I don't look at it, and for example, trainings, they will say, oh, people didn't come for the training, that's why it didn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, there has to be a follow-through, there has to be a reminder, there has to be an escalation, something of those lines where you, and then the employees will come back saying that nothing was done from your organization. So it puts me into a very bad spot because I cannot be somebody who is very understanding on matters which are critical for the growth of the organization. So what it means to me is essentially being somebody who takes people tough stance. If something is not done, then how do I break that tough stance with them and say this is unacceptable and there are repercussions for it and all of that.
Okay. So Shweta, what makes that balancing act important now?
Like I mentioned, Sunil, this is very critical because the pace of growth is something that I need to walk with. I don't want to be put down because I don't have a couple of folks in the team who come back with a tag saying that, hey, work-life balance is important for me. I will not work it, or these last-minute things. Because as an organization, we've always been that. So I need to see that we are geared all the times, and we are able to balance it out, and we have structured process and mechanisms, and the organization is willing to spend and willing to give all that it takes for us to be successful, because it's very, very critical. But I can't have a lagging team who can run around this. And at the same time, what also happens is there are only few members who continue to work and slog very hard, and the others take it very easy.
So, Shweta, what would be the future impact of balancing this to you?
See, the future is very clear that if I do not balance this, I'll have to take certain tough stance, and because I do see myself in the growth journey, and if I don't fix this, then it's a problem for me, which is not the place that I want to land into. I want to hold people accountable, make some strong decisions. If they are not aligned, then probably let them go, and probably that could send some kind of message. But at the same time, I also have to balance it out because I am the flag bearer of the culture in the organization, and being empathetic is one of the core values. So it has to be done in a structured manner, and that's why this balance is very key for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I hear that you want to make strong decisions. You want to balance things out. Since you are the flag bearer, you want to maintain that standard. So, what is the purposefulness of this balance in your life?
I think being seen as somebody who is a sorted, successful leader.
Okay. Great. Okay. Very nice vision. Okay. So, Shweta, what needs to shift in your perspective to create, to help you experiencing that balance and success in life?
Couple of things. When I reflect back, then I kind of think that maybe creating a journal of who is accountable for what at the beginning of it, and not taking ad hoc request, so that there are very core responsibilities that resides with anyone, and picking at trends very early on. If I see that somebody is not committed, etc., then maybe not. I give too many chances. That is something that I'll have to do away with if they have not done the work assigned in couple of occasions. Then probably for me it's a straight and clear cut case, because in a place where the company is moving towards a highly productive, highly result oriented, I have to also drive that. So I need to change those things. I need to make people accountable, and I need to also make them seen visible with the leadership. Right now, what is happening is they kind of rest with me, and they don't get the heat from the leadership. So maybe if I do that, it would also help them understand their accountability. And maybe that could help.
Okay. So, Shweta, I hear that you want to make the leadership team be visible about what you are doing.
Sure.
And I also hear that you want to drive yourself to make it result-oriented to the organization. And, right. So, what needs your attention to get to this?
Creating a visible list of probably a set of folks who could be clearly held accountable, take certain major tasks, promote the people who are actually looking for is already bought in the growth journey. I'm kind of committed, and probably not entertain mediocrity, not entertain any kind of low impact work that is coming to my team or my desk.
Yes. So I hear that you want to focus on larger things in life and create visibility, right? Great. Great. So, Shweta, what will enable you to do this?
So I've reflected on this, and a couple of things that I think is, of course, setting up a cadence, a regular cadence with the team as to when and what kind of dashboard needs to go, certain reviews that I need to do, certain accountability that the team needs to do, setting co cadences around that. I'm also planning to take certain certifications to help me enable in becoming a highly result-oriented leader, and what personality, because I have a certain personality style, what needs to shift in the way that I need to pick up those traits of becoming a result-oriented leader. And thirdly, probably connecting with you to understand if this is the right step, keeping the long-term journey in mind, because corporate journey is finite, and I also want to be seen as somebody who has created an impact in people's lives. So balancing all of that and brainstorming with you.
So, Shweta, I hear that you want to create a dashboard for your team to know when and what and how. You are keen to take a certification to improve your skills, and you want to be known as a highly result-oriented person. And I hear that you want to work towards positive aspects of your personality and create that impact in people's life. Right? Yeah. So, Shweta, what is becoming clearer now?
I think one thing which is becoming very clear is the fact that there are a lot of things at my end that I need to fix with respect to accountability, etc. I need to hold people thing. That is something that is becoming clearer, that that I need to have clear direction in terms of what my team is doing, what they're accountable, what decision is acceptable, what is not acceptable, and creating like a change management for myself with some of these tasks that I sort and then move ahead on it.
Nice to hear that. So, at this moment, what are you discovering or learning about yourself more?
Yeah, I mean, I think I already know part of the problem. It's just that when you discuss with somebody, it becomes clearer to you as to what the next steps would be.
Okay. So, Shweta, then what new actions would now be useful to take?
Like I said, probably connecting with you and taking some accountable steps, etc. That is something that I'll have to do to figure out how to maneuver this change. And I feel fairly comfortable that this is something that I could address.
I hear you mentioned that you want to take my help to
Sure.
check upon an accountability. So, is there any other resources do you think you want to take? You want to
At this
consider?
point, no, but probably I think when I connect with you, if there is any new dimension that comes in, we could go deeper in that and we can figure it out.
Definitely, I'll be happy to help you out there. So, how will you be accountable to these actions?
Like I said, that tendency is towards doing everything on my own. Now, for me, it is what am I setting my team for success? Those are certain dashboards, and I keep them oriented and also make sure that they have visibility with the leadership, etc. So yeah, those are a couple of things. If I do, it should naturally move to the direction that I want myself to be in.
Wonderful, Shweta. Wonderful. So, anything else, Shweta?
Well, I think I'm good. Thank you. This was very productive. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are you okay to close this session?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a nice day, Shweta. Thank you.